Double Blind by Heidi Cullinan, narrated by Iggy Thoma. Chapter 1. The man at roulette table number 3 on the main floor of Harrod's poker room and casino played like a fool, and it drove Randy Jensen crazy. Randy lay sprawled across the plush leather sofa in Billy Harrod's office, making occasional, yes, I'm listening to you, noises as his employer launched into one of his monologues. But mostly, Randy watched the security feed from the casino floor. Though it was money in the bank for the house, this guy's stupid playing made Randy itch. With the grimness of someone marking out a plot for his own burial, the somber-looking and meticulously clean-cut man laid out his chips and bet on black over and over again. He lost every single time. A nudge to his foot startled him out of his voyeurism, and Randy glared at Billy.
What? Quit scanning my floor for dates and tell me what you think of my brilliant plan.
Billy planted himself in front of Randy, his paunch rolling over the waistband of his expensive trousers.
Go on. I dare you to tell me it won't work. I dare you.
Randy glanced across the room to the other occupant of the office. Billy Harrod's godfather, Crabtree, was round and soft, and tricked out in a massive head of white hair like Santa. He even had Santa's laugh, and the sound rumbled out of him now, his blue eyes twinkling as he took in the byplay between Randy and Billy. The fuck if Randy would give Crabtree the satisfaction? He turned to the television screen. The man's sweat wasn't actually visible through the feed, but enough of the tells were there for Randy to read perspiration. The money, which could never have been much and was absolutely more than the guy should have been gambling with to start, was almost gone. The man's shoulders rounded, and he watched the chips go as if sending his children out to slay monsters. This time, the nudge came at Randy's shoulder.
Randy!
Randy glanced at Crabtree, whose whole body trembled with his mirth, and yes, it did look like a bowl full of jelly. Randy wondered how many people had let themselves be distracted by this image right up until the moment the knife went into their belly, Santa's eyes still dancing as he bled their life away.
Randy!
Billy tried to poke again, but Randy rolled onto his back at the last second, escaping the jab. He looked up at Billy.
It won't work.
Billy beamed and hitched his thumbs in his belt loops.
Oh, it will. See, just because you hire a bunch of twinks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?